Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Sovereign Self by Acharya Shunya, an enlightening journey back to the essence of spirituality as revealed over 5,000 years ago through the Vedas. These ancient texts, which form the bedrock of Hinduism, Buddhism, and numerous other traditions across the Indian subcontinent, pose an eternal question. How does one align their life with the true nature of reality? Acharya Shunya, an award-winning spiritual teacher, first female lineage holder in a 2000-year-old line of Vedic teachers, and the mind behind the influential institutions Awakened, Self, Foundation, and Vedika Global, guides us toward an answer that starts within, by uncovering our true selves. This book is a treasure trove of spiritual insights that promise to enrich the lives of spiritual seekers, open-minded atheists, and self-improvers who are on the lookout for profound, transformative ideas. By integrating the teachings of the Vedas with contemporary life, Shunya offers a pathway to understanding and achieving a sovereign self, master of one's destiny, free from the shackles of ignorance and misconception, and in harmonious resonance with the cosmos. Whether you are deep into your spiritual journey, contemplating the complexities of existence, or simply in search of ways to live a more meaningful life, Sovereign Self provides invaluable wisdom that transcends the boundaries of time and tradition. Join us as we explore how Acharya Shunya's insights can illuminate the path to self-realization and ultimate freedom. Sovereign Self, claim your inner joy and freedom with the empowering wisdom of the Vedas, Upanishads, and Bhagavad Gita. Introduction: Discover ancient wisdom for contemporary fulfillment. Imagine unearthing a time capsule buried thousands of years ago, holding answers to life's most poignant questions. Who am I, truly? And what is the path to genuine happiness? This is the treasure that the Vedas, ancient Indian scriptures, offer us, a meditation on existence that bears striking relevance to our modern lives. Drawing from Acharya Shunya's profound insights into these sacred texts, we embark on a journey to explore the essence of authentic living as articulated by the sages of yore. Their teachings, far from obsolete, provide a beacon for navigating the complexities of contemporary life while seeking joy and minimizing suffering. At the heart of this exploration is the call to embrace our true selves. The voyage toward happiness, as per the Vedic wisdom, begins with self-acceptance. But how do we embark on this path of self-discovery and fulfillment? That's the question we unravel, alongside uncovering timeless lessons such as the illusion of happiness, understanding why our conventional pursuits of joy often lead us astray, differentiating desires, learning to distinguish between those desires that nourish us and those that deplete us, the power of praise, discovering how the simple act of appreciating those we often criticize can liberate us from cycles of negativity and bring peace. Join us as we traverse through ancient wisdom to find answers that resonate with the core of our being, offering a fresh perspective on authenticity, happiness, and the art of living well. Part 1: Unlocking the Secrets of the Self, A Journey to Inner Freedom. In the heart of ancient India, a philosophical masterpiece unfolded through the Vedas, texts that have traversed beyond the realm of Hinduism, influencing Jainism and Buddhism alike. These scriptures, divided into four profound books, the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, and Atharva Veda, delve into the quintessential questions of existence, suffering, fulfillment, and the afterlife, guiding humanity towards spiritual enlightenment. The essence of the Vedas lies in their exploration of the self, or Atman, believed to be the cornerstone of spiritual liberation. This wisdom, intuited by the ancient sages known as Rishis and Rishikas, transcends human origination, offering insights into the true nature of existence. At the crux of this venerable wisdom is the realization that understanding oneself is the first step toward wisdom. In Sanskrit, Veda signifies knowledge, encompassing both Dharma, the ethical way of living, and the profound understanding of the Atman. The latter connects an individual to the infinite expanse of existence, revealing that the essence of one's being and the universes are intertwined. This exploration into the Atman is not about venturing outward, but delving into the depths of one's being, uncovering the eternal wisdom and joy that resides within. This journey is less about discovering something new and more about reawakening to our primordial essence. However, this quest is often obscured by our preoccupation with the external material world, leading us away from the introspection necessary to encounter our true selves. The external realm, despite its allure, is merely a diversion from the ultimate truth that the self alone is worthy of our attention. Embracing this inward journey liberates one from the cycles of desire and suffering, unveiling a realm of profound purpose, belonging, and well-being. By reconnecting with the Atman, we uncover the ultimate truth and step into a state of serene existence, free from the relentless pursuit of unfulfilling desires. Part 2: Finding True Joy in the Garden of Self. In the wisdom-filled verses of the Vedas, there lies a story as compelling as it is enlightening, one of a king's palace, crafted entirely of mirrors, housing a solitary, enchanting rose in its heart. The tale unfolds with the release of a pigeon, bewitched by the rose's beauty, and its relentless yet fruitless quest to seize the flower, only to find it when it ceased its desperate search. This narrative, more than a mere fable of birds and blooms, serves as a profound allegory for the human quest for happiness, a journey often misdirected towards the external, leaving us as hapless as the pigeon against the mirrors. The essence of this story: true joy blooms not in the pursuit outside, but in the tranquility within. Delving deeper into the teachings of the Vedas, and echoed by the revered Bhagavad Gita, emerges the revelation that happiness is inherently a facet of our being. The joy we seek so fervently in the world around us, be it through material possessions, accolades, or sensory pleasures, is in fact a treasure nestled within the depths of our own self. Much like the pigeon representing the ego, we spend our lives chasing after mirages of happiness. We believe that the next acquisition or achievement will herald the joy we yearn for. Yet, this external happiness is as fleeting as it is elusive, leaving us in a perpetual cycle of desire and disappointment. The Vedas introduce us to the concept of ananda, the supreme joy that emanates from the true self. This form of happiness is unparalleled, for it is not contingent upon the transient pleasures of the world. Ananda is the bliss that prevails when we transcend the superficial cravings and rest in the contentment of just being. Imagine the liberation in realizing that we are, in essence, the very source of joy we seek externally. This state of ananda resembles the moment of revelation for the pigeon. It found the rose not by a relentless quest outward, but by a serene return to where it all began. This profound Vedantic wisdom urges us to reflect inward, to cease the endless fluttering for outward pleasures, and discover the rose of happiness blooming within. In embracing the tranquility of our true self, we unearth the eternal joy that is ananda, the joy that does not wane with time or circumstance. Part 3: The Art of Choosing Peace Over Suffering. Life unfolds on two distinct planes: the tangible world we navigate alongside others, known as jagat, and the personal, subjective reality we construct based on our individual beliefs, desires, and fears, termed samsara. Jagat, in its essence, is neutral, unstirred by our joys or sorrows. So, when we grapple with suffering, it's not the world at fault, but the shades of meaning we cast upon it. In essence, suffering arises from the discrepancy between the world as it is and our expectations of what it should be. This revelation carries an empowering implication. Suffering is not an unavoidable plight, but a choice. Imagine our planet as home to 7 billion creators of samsara, each person weaving their intricate web of perceptions, aversions, and aspirations. This vast mosaic of personal mythologies explains why, faced with the same external conditions, our inner experiences can diverge so drastically. Take, for example, the case of two individuals who have just lost their jobs. From an external viewpoint, they face the same predicament, yet their internal narratives couldn't be more different. One views the job loss as an opportunity, a cosmic nudge towards exploring new horizons. The other descends into a vortex of blame, shame, and resentment, perceiving the situation as yet another episode in a series of personal failures. This divergence underscores a crucial truth. Our suffering is dictated not by the objective facts of our situation, but by our subjective responses to them. It's a matter of interpretation, a result of our samsara, our personalized mythology of the world. The Vedas liken samsara to a state of hypnosis, a spell under which we see not the world as it is, but as we fear or wish it to be. Breaking free from this trance requires an act of profound acceptance, an openness to experiencing jagat without the filters of our personal expectations and prejudices. Suffering then becomes a matter of choice. By recognizing our power to interpret, to accept, or to resist, we can navigate life's undulating landscapes with a serenity that isn't contingent on the external world conforming to our desires, but stems from an inner acquiescence to the world as it is. In this light, the path to tranquility doesn't lie in remolding the world to fit our illusions, but in shedding those illusions to behold the world in its true, unembellished state. It's a journey from the tumult of samsara to the peace of understanding, a voyage that transforms suffering not by altering the world, but by redefining our place within it. Part 4. Navigating Desires, the Path to Genuine Happiness. In the intricate web of life, where does our suffering stem from? The Vedas offer a poignant insight. The root of our unhappiness lies within the mind's garden of desires. These desires, often bubbling up from the subconscious to the conscious, manifest as cravings that steer us away from our inner essence and into the vast, often misleading, external world. Picture yourself in a hall of mirrors, each reflection a craving for something, be it as momentary as nicotine or as deep-seated as revenge. This illusionary maze diverts us from our authentic selves, compelling us to seek fulfillment in the fleeting. But not all hope is lost. The Vedas guide us toward a life of contentment through a fundamental principle, the cultivation of healthy desires. Let's unravel this. Desires come in various shades. Some lead to a whirlwind of mental unrest named vasanas in the Vedas. These desires are like sirens of the mind, insistent, demanding, and ultimately unsatisfying. They convince you that happiness lies in the next indulgence, the next acclaim, the next conquest. But this relentless pursuit only circles back to discontent. The Vedas, however, do not advocate for a Spartan life devoid of desires. Instead, they champion the pursuit of purusharthas, or healthy desires. These are the desires that, when unmet, do not plunge us into irritation or despair. Imagine the simple joy of sipping chai versus the compulsive urge for a cigarette. The former, lacking, wouldn't darken your day. The latter's absence might steep you in distress. It's not just substances that can bind us. Even a seemingly benign habit, like taking afternoon naps, can morph from a delight to a dependency. It's crucial, then, to discern and detach from these binding desires. How can we achieve this? Consider periodically stepping away from habits that seem to grip you. Say, for instance, an afternoon nap becomes a must rather than a choice. Temporarily breaking this cycle, opting for a walk or a read instead, can help dissolve the compulsive nature of the desire. Through this reflective practice, we find that happiness isn't nestled in the ceaseless chase after desires, but in fostering ones that bring joy without entanglement. Cultivating such non-binding desires guides us toward a richer, more fulfilled existence, free from the grasp of vasanas. In this journey, we realign with our inner selves, discovering a well of contentment that's impervious to the shifting sands of the external world. Part 5. The Path to Meaningful Connections. Embrace your true self. The longing for a profound connection, whether it be a divine union, a harmonious marriage, or the quest for a soulmate, transcends cultures and beliefs, echoing deep within our human experience. Yet, amidst this universal striving for union, how do we reconcile the seemingly paradoxical journey of self-discovery? Far from diminishing the essence of our individuality, Vedantic wisdom suggests that true understanding of oneself actually enriches the tapestry of our relationships. Discovering who you truly are is not an end to union, but the very soil from which stronger connections grow. The Sanskrit term yoga, embodying the concept of union or yoking together, illuminates the pathway to meaningful relationships. It's when we venture into these unions not with a checklist of needs to be fulfilled by another, but with a sense of self-sufficiency, that we truly embrace the essence of yoga. The quandary in many relationships arises from seeking external sources for emotional nourishment. Entrusting others with the responsibility for our happiness sets the stage for disappointment. Life and relationships are inherently changeable. People may leave, let us down, or even pass away. Thus, pinning our hopes for fulfillment on another is like building a house on shifting sands. This is where the concept of vyoga, translated from Sanskrit as separation, or perhaps more insightfully, as emotional detachment, plays a critical role. Far from advocating for isolation, vyoga encourages a deep dive into understanding and cherishing oneself. It's about asking the fundamental questions. Who am I at my core? What principles guide my life? What am I unwavering about, and where can I compromise? By embarking on this introspective journey, you not only uncover your unique talents and desires, but also learn to distill the essence of what truly matters to you. This self-awareness forms the bedrock of your individual strength, a strength that often gets diluted in a quest for validation through relationships devoid of self-reflection. Vyoga, then, is not about severing connections or nurturing indifference. Instead, it's a call to foster an intimate relationship with oneself, recognizing and nurturing your inherent worth and potential. From this place of self-assuredness and autonomy, your connections with others transform. You engage not from a place of lack or dependency, but from a wellspring of self-contentment. This isn't selfishness, it's the ultimate act of self-respect and the key to genuine yoga or union. When you ground yourself in your true identity and values, you not only enrich your life but also elevate the quality of your relationships. Through vyoga, you discover the path to true yoga, a journey not just to the self, but through the self to deeper, more authentic unions. Part 6. Embracing Inner Tranquility Through Meditation. In the quest for self-discovery, one ancient practice stands out as a beacon for those seeking to quiet the tempest of thoughts and desires that often muddle our true essence, meditation. This timeless technique opens a gateway to tranquility and self-realignment, guiding us back to our core. There exist myriad approaches to meditation, each with its unique focus and methodology. On one end of the spectrum are practices aimed at the complete cessation of mental activity, a goal pursued by seasoned spiritual practitioners. On the other, a tradition dating back to around 500 BCE offers a more accessible pathway. Instead of quelling all thoughts, it seeks to transform their nature. Meditation emerges as the premier conduit to self-awareness, a practice grounded in the wisdom of the Upanishads, the closing segment of the Vedas, which professes a simple yet profound principle: we become the embodiment of our dwellings. Let's explore how meditation can be tailored to facilitate this journey within. The beauty of meditation lies in its versatility. You can meditate upon awakening or before sleep, seated comfortably or lying down. The initial step involves selecting a focus that not only resonates with your current state of being, but also encourages a deeper connection with your authentic self. For instance, if besieged by fear, the affirmation "I am fearless" could serve as a powerful focal point. Alternative contemplations might include, "I use a body, but I am not the body," or "I am peaceful." Once settled in a comfortable position with your eyes closed, envision a tortoise retreating into its shell. This imagery symbolizes your conscious decision to withdraw from external distractions, directing your awareness inward. Envision a radiant, soothing light emanating from the center of your forehead. Allow yourself time to fully immerse in this visualization, feeling a growing sense of peace and acceptance enveloping you. Now, gently steer your thoughts towards your chosen affirmation. When inevitable distractions arise, kindly guide your focus back. The goal isn't to force concentration, but to let the essence of the thought permeate your being. As "I am fearless" transforms from a mere string of words into a profound internal experience, dive into the essence of fearlessness. What does it entail? How does it feel to stand unshackled by fear? This process of meditation doesn't just acquaint you with the concept of fearlessness. It integrates this quality into your very fabric. As you emerge from meditation, you carry with you a newfound courage, ready to face life's challenges with strength and clarity. In essence, meditation is not just a practice, but a pathway to rediscover and nurture our true selves, facilitating a richer, more authentic existence. Part 7: Transforming Thoughts Beyond Meditation. Meditation provides a serene retreat from the turbulence of daily life, a space where we can reconnect with our inner selves and tranquilize the restless currents of the mind. Yet, life demands our engagement. Bills, family responsibilities, and daily chores don't pause for introspection. So, how do we maintain this inner connection amidst the whirlwind of daily activities? The key to continuously nurturing a positive mindset lies beyond the meditative state. The Vedas introduce us to a powerful technique known as Pratipaksha Bhavana, which translates to opposite emotion. This practice is designed for those moments when negative thoughts threaten to cloud our clarity and peace. Consider Pratipaksha Bhavana as the art of conscious counterbalance. Encountering negative thoughts is an inevitable part of the human experience. However, it's the manner in which we respond to these thoughts that shapes our reality. Pratipaksha Bhavana teaches us to pivot, to employ deliberate opposite thoughts when faced with negativity. For instance, if you catch yourself ensnared in a loop of criticism towards someone, consciously switch to thoughts of praise for that person. Similarly, if you tend to undersell your achievements, make a conscious effort to celebrate your successes. This principle extends to all corners of our thought processes, from envy to pride, from indifference to procrastination. Pratipaksha Bhavana doesn't stop at thoughts, it encompasses our deeds as well. If you notice a tendency towards negligence in yourself, choose instead to act with care and diligence. From the reluctance to engage in mundane tasks like washing dishes, to the time squandered on aimless scrolling through social media, challenge yourself to choose a more constructive action. This practice is more than a mental exercise. It's a process of empowering your higher self, your sovereign self, over the lower dimensions of your being. Gradually, this becomes not just a practice, but a way of being, allowing you to stand as a beacon of positivity and change in the world. By consistently applying Pratipaksha Bhavana, you affirm your mastery over your thoughts and actions, showcasing your mind's profound capacity for transformation. Thus, the ancient wisdom of the Vedas equips you with the tools not just for self-discovery, but for actively sculpting a life of purpose and positivity. In embracing these teachings, we open the doors to a life where every moment is an opportunity for reflection, growth, and the ongoing discovery of our true selves. Final summary. At the heart of the Vedas, ancient texts that have whispered wisdom across millennia, lies a profound guide for unraveling the essence of our true being. These sacred scriptures unfold a path not only towards self-realization, but also towards the ultimate joy that eludes so many in the pursuit of external gratifications. The Vedas illuminate a fundamental truth. The quest for happiness often leads us astray when focused outwardly, chasing fleeting pleasures that only skim the surface of our deepest desires. The root of our discontent lies not in the absence of worldly possessions or accolades, but in the disconnection from our inner selves. Meditation emerges as a cornerstone practice in this pursuit of self-knowledge, offering a quiet space to dial down the ceaseless chatter of the mind. Yet, the Vedas acknowledge the challenges of maintaining such inner peace amidst the tumult of everyday life. To bridge this gap, they introduce the practice of Pratipaksha Bhavana, or the cultivation of opposite emotions, as a tool for transforming negative thoughts into positive action even outside the meditative state. In disentangling ourselves from the web of unhealthy desires that bind us to cycles of dissatisfaction, we begin to see that happiness is not a treasure to be sought in the external world, but a jewel to be discovered within. By shifting our focus from what we lack to the infinite potential that lies within, we embark on a transformative journey that not only brings us closer to our true essence, but also enhances our interactions with the world around us. The Vedas then offer not just a philosophical outlook, but a practical blueprint for living, a map that leads away from the illusions of temporal joy and guides us towards a state of enduring bliss. This ancient wisdom, as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago, beckons us to delve deeper into our own inner landscapes, where the true secret to happiness awaits discovery. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.